Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
As of showtime today, Central Standard Time, we're having a lot of server problems with Infowars.com. It's got multiple backup servers, and there's some type of problem. We, unlike others, every time we have our own technical problems, do not claim it is a hack attack. A lot of times it is simply a server going out, this happens a couple times a year. So Infowars.com right now is redirecting. You can go there and link through to prisonplanet.com. And we've invested a lot, but as the site gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, it gets harder and harder to deal with as we have hundreds of thousands of people on it at any one time. And as we, you know, have a database type system that I guess it's WordPress. We're about to redesign Prison Planet, but we're not even sure we want to go with WordPress because we think it might have glitches for heavily trafficked sites that cause this. We're trying to analyze it. If anybody's got any pointers, you're certainly welcome to email us and give us your tips. That's going to be the good part about in the next few months moving into a bigger office, is because we are going to be able to have more IT people. And right now we don't even have room for folks here in this office. And it won't just be one IT person who has to work around the clock, try to keep the sites up and deal with everything. And that will be possible to get more video editors and get another extra backup IT person. And we're going to go ahead and start the pilot, a television show designed for Dish Network, DirecTV, / some of the other systems. Because $250,000 came in, about $215,000 came in by the end of the Money Bomb, Saturday night, May 31st, 2008. And then over the rest of the following day and today, looks like as much as $30,000 more came in. And, of course, then we have people pledging that there are checks on the way as well. So by the end of the week, we'll have that grand total for you. For now, you can go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and there's a link to one of our caching servers that actually has the donation buttons on it if you would like to continue to try to give a donation. And you have my commitment that 100% of your donation will be spent on fighting the New World Order, not so much as a thin red cent or as much as the money for a ham sandwich personally will I take out of it. It will all go into fighting the New World Order. And I want to thank all of you. The average donation was right around $20. So a lot of people donated. I don't know how many. I think they said like $18 was the average, actually, $18 and change. And you got $250,000 being given in average of $18 increments. That is just absolutely amazing to have thousands of people giving to make this happen. So, again, I salute you. I thank you as we're here on the front lines of the info war for all of your support, not just with the Money Bomb, but buying the DVDs and the books and, of course, supporting the sponsors, because I got 15 employees and it is not cheap. And we are moving forward against the New World Order. We may have to get some more servers, something to try to keep these sites up, and just a lot going on. Okay, we'll tell you about three big guests that we have joining us today. When we get back, and a ton of really important news as things flush out with the New World Order, and as we get a clearer and clearer picture of what's happening and what's going to be happening, we'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. And receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Big show lined up for you on this June 2nd, 2008 edition of the InfoWar. Dr. Stephen Jones hadn't been on with us for about a year. The physicist who was run out of Brigham Young for going through the physics of the collapse of the towers, they just basically paid him off to leave under threat of going after him. And he has now traveled the country, exposing the fact that the towers were destroyed in controlled demolition. He and others have had peer-reviewed scientific studies published in some of the most prestigious journals in physics and engineering in the world. All the little debunkers kept trying to claim that we could never do that. Well, it's happened. And at the same time, NIST was supposed to release 4 years ago why the towers fell. Then they said it would be in 2005. Then they said they'd do it in 2006. Then they said they'd do it in late 2006. Then they said early 2007. Then they said mid-2007. Then they said late 2007. Then they said early 2008. And they just will not release. Now, they put out five different reasons that Building 7 fell and had to retract each one. It was not the oil tank, the kerosene tank, in the building for the backup generator for the CIA and command center that was in there. Oh, yeah, that's who was in there. And the Army Intelligence and the FBI and the rest of them, Spookville. it was not one of the towers falling into it, which it did in complete lie. We have the photos and video of the front of the building, and they admit that. Now, it wasn't that it was shoddily built, not to specs. They had to retract that. It wasn't that fire weakened it and did it. It wasn't any of that. So remember, when the disinfo people are all over the web and TV and in print saying, why, the government says it collapsed from weakened steel. Just remember, NIST doesn't even say that. They can't even get the government scientists to lie. Just like they couldn't get the CIA to lie about Saddam's WMDs. So they created a special office of plans with a bunch of foreign agents that work for foreign governments, not even Americans, most of them, and they just cooked up lies, and they're doing the same thing with Iran right now. It's what they do. They're a pack of liars. So Dr. Stephen Jones joining us in about 50 minutes. We've got Dr. Mayer Hillman, who came up with the idea 18 years ago. He popularized it. I saw it before that. He's pushing for a global carbon tax. You'll have your global carbon ID card to track everything you do, and you get your certain amount of creds. After that, you pay taxes. Can't have children unless you're below your cred level. Well, you can't raise a child living in a thatch hut with no running water. So it's over. You're not authorized. So he'll be joining us. And then Major General Stubblebine, he ran Fort Bragg, ran special operations for many years, and he will come on. There's a big movie coming out being produced right now with George Clooney. George Clooney bought the book and stars in it. Men Who Stare at Goats, the fellow that wrote the hit piece and later apologized about it, John Ronson, he wrote Them. That, by the way, got bought by Jack Black, who is now about to start production, if it's not already in production, I'm told, of the book Them, and I'm told I'm a central character being made fun of in it. Adventures with Extremists, that was a New York Times bestseller, about my infiltration of Bohemian Grove and other escapades, and other, quote, extremists, though I'm the one of the central extremists along with David Icke. And then Ian Paisley, of all people, who's just a Protestant. Men Who Stare at Goats is about Stubblebine, because the military believes that with their minds, they did indeed kill animals with their minds. And whether you believe in this or not, the government does. And the special forces do. And so we'll have Stubblebine on. We've had him on before. Very, very bizarre. But Stubblebine believes in remote viewing. Stubblebine believes, I guess you call it astral projection. I don't get into these type of things normally. This is not kind of our genre. It's more of a George Norrie type thing. But when it is the former head of special forces, when it is a major general, when it is someone who believes in this stuff, and they're making a major movie about it, I thought, hey, we ought to have him on about this. So we will have the man who the upcoming George Clooney movie is about, Men Who Stare at Goats. We're not sure what they're going to call the movie, but maybe we can have some special forces for the decade they did this. Plus, call in. Did you kill the goat with your mind? We'll find out coming up. We know the Soviets believe in this stuff, too. Well, I bet that throws the atheists for a loop. I mean, what do they think this is? See, I would totally discount Stubblebine, but I've told you I've had quite a few dreams that come true. And other experiences I won't get into on air. But, I mean, this is stuff where I tell people about it. And I know a lot of you have had that happen. I mean, there's the classic case of, I kept saying, we got to go see my grandmother. I hadn't seen her in about 4 or 5 months. She'd been real sick, but she was getting up and around, and she'd had a stroke years before and had trouble eating, but she was doing fine. And I told my dad, I said, we got to go see her this week. I got a really bad feeling about her. He goes, no, she's doing real well, but okay, we'll go this Saturday. And then he showed up at my house, and I'd been up on some radio show to about 4 a.m. This is about 5 years ago or 4 years ago that she died. That was 4 years ago. My son was about a year old or less than a year. But He shows up about 7:30, bangs on the door. I'm asleep. He's drinking coffee downstairs. I've been up all night. He's standing over me in the bed. He goes, I'm just going. I'll see you there. He gets halfway to East Texas, halfway to Buffalo / Fairfield, where my dad's folks are from. And he calls me up on the phone. And he says, yeah, my mother just died. Your grandmother just died. And he was almost there. So, and they talk about this in the diamond mines and the emerald mines and the, oh, what's the other big thing they dig out there in Australia? The opal mines. They'll have those aborigines down in the mines, and then they're never wrong. This has even been in the news over there, mainstream news. They'll come out of the mine, they'll say, put me on a helicopter, put me on a plane. My mother's just died or my father just died. They say their connection to their mothers is even stronger just because they grew inside of them. And they'll get on and they'll call. This even happened in the 30s, 40s, 50s, where they a lot of times even had telephones up in the rural areas. Still some areas don't. And when they get there, mom was dead. But I guess when you grow inside another creature, and you're actually timed, your whole metabolic rate is timed to their heartbeat, I mean, there's something going on. It's like wavelengths. You can't see radio waves. You can't see television waves. You can't see the cell phone waves. You can't see most of the spectrum of light. You can see the bright sun, or you can see rays of sun in dust. There's dust or pollen in the air. You can see the rays in your house when the sunlight's shooting through. But that's only one tiny spectrum of everything that's being projected. So I don't know. The problem is, looking into this stuff, there's a lot of quacks, kooks, nuts, con artists that gravitate towards it, so you can't believe 99% of what you hear out there. 99% of it is bull. Now, that's the thing. That's why so many police agencies believe in psychics and go out and hire them and end up having good results, if it's with the few that have actually proven themselves, because the police know there's something to it. I don't know what it is. All right, I'm already digressing. I got a bunch of news I want to cover and a bunch of audio clips I want to play. Let's go ahead and play this first. Now, as bad as this report sounds, it's a complete and total whitewash. So we'll play the clip, come back, play the rest of the clip, and then I'll comment on it. And then I'll get into a story I covered Friday and Sunday, but not enough. They're coming with forced injections for you and your family, and if you don't take them, they're going to take you by armed force and forcibly do it. If you resist, they're going to kill you. But here's a woman who 6 months before had been in a car wreck. And then they, on her medical history, it said that her doctor had put her on some painkillers, but she was no longer on them. They blood tested her, didn't show any of the drugs. They still took her child because, quote, they ask questions and they take your child when you ask questions. So you should know how dangerous the hospitals are. You should know when you go into them that they've got a quota of children to seize. Here it is.
Well, the birth of a baby should be one of the most exciting moments that a couple will ever experience. But an aggressive campaign to screen newborn infants turned that moment into a nightmare for one Indianapolis couple. It's a story that you'll see only on 24 Hour News 8. This is little Kate Ellis. She's healthy and normal, but her birth was traumatic for her parents. It started just minutes after little Kate was born.
A doctor walked in and told her he was going to have to administer methadone.
Methadone for a newborn baby? New dad Mike Ellis was shocked and then worried about giving such a powerful drug to his daughter.
I knew methadone. I've heard in the past that is for people that have a heroin habit. And through red flags, me and me, I said, no, we're not doing that immediately.
Mike Ellis was in a panic. His baby had just been born at the Methodist Towers, and a doctor had suggested the baby be placed on methadone. He wanted to talk to his pediatrician. His wife, Shannon, was in a panic, too, but it was her medical history that triggered that methadone suggestion.
Shannon Ellis says her doctor had prescribed hydrocodone for her after she suffered injuries in a February car accident. She and Mike trusted that the prescribed drug wouldn't affect the baby.
Why would you have prescribed this to her if this was going to be an issue? Which she didn't have an answer for any time I asked that. I said, I'm very upset about this.
But if I had to do it all over again, I would have dealt with the pain.
It turns out anytime a mother is on a drug, prescription or not, a doctor can order her newborn be screened. And if a parent questions or protests, which Mike Ellis did, Child Protective Services can be alerted.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Now, while you're listening to this newscast, I want to tell you what the real policies are. When you go into any hospital, and it's 50 times worse if you're doing it on welfare and you're white, because that baby's worth between 300 and 500 grand to them, and you better just look out. And they admit that. They can take that child and the different agencies and adoption agencies. In some cases now, it's up to $500,000 or even higher. Just amazing. And they love middle-class families. They love that. But if it's a healthy white trash baby, guaranteed, because they love it when the parents don't know how to fight and go, it ain't right, I ain't done nothing. And they understand they don't know their rights, the system. They just tell them, okay, it's all right, just sign the papers, we're taking the baby. Just don't say anything, you might get it back, don't worry. And then they don't come to the hearings, you just stay there, we'll work it out with you, and then they suspend rights. And they're federally and locally trying to just get to where there's no due process with these fake family courts, which in every case we've investigated are run by the pedophile rings. That's why they do it. They get the added fringe benefit with the poor kids nobody's protecting. They do medical experiments on them and also have their rape gangs on them. By the way, if you're listening for the first time and think I'm exaggerating, I'm not. They had to shut down two prisons in the last few years just outside Austin where they would systematically rape all the women and videotape it, women's prisons. The Texas Youth Commission, at every facility they were raping children. At some, they were selling them out and had the parking lots full at night of local officials coming to pay to rape the children. Texas Rangers for years were told to stand down. And again, I keep using that example because I live here in Texas. I see it. You can do a search anywhere, Indiana, Florida, Michigan, New York State. Yeah, you know, I mentioned they're murdering the kids with the pesticide and drug test. That's in the news. They take them, strap them down. That's mainly black kids, though. That's their favorite there for some reason. It's kind of grandfathered in. They've always been testing bio and chemical weapons on blacks. I mean, the stuff went on with Tuskegee's nothing. It's just that back we weren't as corrupt in the 50s and 60s, and then it came out in the 80s. And so you heard about Tuskegee and the syphilis and letting them die of it and spread it to hundreds of thousands. Now it's much worse. I mean, what's bad, letting a black man die of syphilis and in some cases implanting him with syphilis and allowing him to give it to others, or strapping little black kids down and giving them pesticides till they die? It's so amazing. Oh, no, your government's good. You know, that's my whole point here is the government is so corrupt, so bankrupt, so evil. And how this works is, it first started with, well, we'll test mothers we think are at risk for drug use that have a conviction or have a history. See, when you go into any hospital, they have computers hanging on the wall, and the nurse is your little friend, and they sit there, and you don't know it's really a police officer, basically, and that you are now confessing yourself. But without you even asking, they run your Social Security, they run your criminal data bank. It goes to the eugenics office. The health departments were set up as eugenics offices in the 20s and 30s, and they were originally called eugenics offices. But it goes through your modern eugenics office, the health department. That nexuses into the police database. But they then ask you questions. They go further. Had any dental work done? I sat there while my wife, of course, we all know, and we've made the decision to not go at home with babies just because the babies we have are so big for some reason. And her first pregnancy was real tough. So my first child was over 10 pounds. So we, you know, go to the hospital. But we understand that they're all brainwashed cult members. They don't even mean bad. They're just brainwashed cult members. We understand. But I'm sitting there while the nurse, you know, it's always one of the master nurses, is, do you have any dental work? What'd your dentist give you for that? And that's why, even though my wife just decided not to have dental work, even though she had a cavity and had an infection, she was afraid she might need painkillers any time in that, and that would be filed. And we knew the statistics. They'd come after our kids. So she sat there with pus coming out her mouth, everything else, because we understand your criminal op. We understand your op. We understand who you are. We know. And but finally, she got some dental work done and had a bunch of cavities fixed after that, poor thing. Listen, you're in a car wreck and you're pregnant. You do not take painkillers. Doctors will order you to take them, but they're going to black op your kids. So that's the disinfo in this story, is it wasn't that he questioned. That's what the poor dad was told, and I'm going to get him on after. No, the CPS was already called. In fact, you hear that. Later they allude to it. Didn't matter that there was no drugs in her. Didn't matter there was no drugs in the baby. Didn't matter if it was legal. Didn't matter if it was 6 months before. They were coming, and nothing on earth was going to stop them. And so this is one out of 1,000 cases, I guarantee you, in Indianapolis, Indiana. But I know they have thousands a year in every major city. And so they fought back and got their child back for now. CPS is still coming for them. But we're going to break down how this works, okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, 'cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey, I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Raquel Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay. Hey, hey, I might jump on an open drawbridge.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us as we defend liberty, resist tyranny, and try to wake the public up to the fact that a predatory government owned by private predatory corporations is hunting you. They suck off of you. They milk off of you. It isn't enough, though. quite a few of us, they actually eat when you get into the political world. They feed on us. They render us down. They use us. They murder our children. They have their way with us. They're being trained to more and more savagely attack us. We're being programmed that it's okay by this predatory, sociopathic, psychopathic, sadistic class. Now, I want to explain something to you. They just said on their medical records, and the medical records said she'd been in a car wreck, and they show the car in the newscast, smashed completely up, the whole side caved in, right on the driver's side, her Mustang. And this nice family, they come, they grab the child, the parents let them grab the child. I don't even know how you do that. I know I'd flip out. I'm sure the enemy's assessed me and knows that's my weak point. But the point is that, and of course the officers are desensitized. Well, we got to do this because all these drug addicts. You see, it's one thing if they've got a, quote, drug addict, okay, and then they know the person's had a history of being a drug addict, and then they still need to inform you under the Fourth Amendment that they're going to be taking your blood and using it against you. But see, these ignorant people don't know that. But see, now they're done grabbing all the drug addicts' kids and then going and putting them on Ritalin and Prozac and hopping more than two-thirds of the foster kids up on drugs, and they're five times more likely to abuse them than anybody else, so it'd probably be better for them to stay with the drug addict. And by the way, they usually don't even give the children to their family. The grandmas and people always want the baby they grab from some, you know, poor 22-year-old woman that got hooked on pain pills. And no, the family doesn't get them. Some pedophile in another state gets them usually. But I'm serious. So that's how they operate. But in this case, no drugs in her, no drugs in the baby. Then, I guarantee it's a false test, they did some super complex, expensive test to find that, yes, the baby had, quote, been exposed. Not that the drugs were in the baby, but they do, I guess, some liver toxicity test to show that the baby had been exposed. But actually, I've read that Tylenol, taking Tylenol, will show that, or other chemicals will show that in the liver. But the point is that she was in a car wreck, doctor said, take this, it was in her medical records, they use that. And the CPS came and grabbed the kid. And the media spins it that, oh, they came because she had, and he had said, why are you going to give the baby methadone? That's a serious, you know, form of basically synthetic heroin, which they admit is just as addictive. Oh, how dare you question a god, some power trip doctor. See, a lot of these doctors want the power to force medicine on you. And they'll use extreme examples, you know, of people that won't take medical care because they're Christian Scientists or whatever. Hey, that's freedom. If some nuts want to not take medical treatment, and that's their problem. You know, that's what freedom's all about. And again, I'm for reasonable things, like if somebody's leg's broken, they need medical treatment. But see, it's never going to be reasonable. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's what that means. And then you got the government grabbing little black kids and testing pesticides on them until they die. I'm going to get into that later. Let's go ahead and finish up with this piece.
If a parent questions or protests, which Mike Ellis did, Child Protective Services can be alerted.
And the state takes action. Back at the hospital, a urine drug screen result on baby Kate was negative. But it was already too late. Child Protective Services was in the process of taking custody of her away from Mike and Shannon Ellis. Again, all the Ellises had to do to raise suspicion and get the state involved was simply ask for their own doctor's second opinion on whether it was necessary to give their baby the powerful drug methadone.
Let's stop right there. It is your right under the Bill of Rights, under common law, to say, I want a second opinion. But again, the egomaniacs had already called the CPS. They love stomping around in their self-important way. So just know that. When you're in there and the nurse is typing in that computer, it's all going to the cops. And then they'll always try to trick the man out of the room. Will you take this file downstairs for me? Thank you. And then, oh, hon, we don't like them in the room. We ask this. Are you in a safe environment? You got plenty of money, plenty of food. He didn't yell at you, does he? And women, you know, like to be friendly to other women. And so she'll say, well, sometimes we yell. But, you know, he's getting better. That's completely normal. Mammals always fight with each other. Canines do it. Seals do it. Whales do it. Gone. Your life's over. Your kid is going to be drugged out, having seizures by the time they're 10, passed around every pedophile ring in whatever city they ship them to. It's over. Your life's over. Black ops win. They have their way. 1.5 million kids in their rape centers every year. The government isn't credible. They're criminals. They've been caught. Nothing's more criminal. No one's more corrupt. No one lies more. No one is more bankrupt, as the Founding Fathers told you. The best government's dangerous and got to be totally controlled and watched. The most dangerous thing there is in society. And 99% of the time, as the Founding Fathers told you. Well, they called a free country and a place that had some liberty the most rare jewel to be guarded. And anyone that approaches it must be killed immediately. That's, by the way, a Thomas Jefferson paraphrase. Talks about killing anybody that approaches the precious jewel. Some call it the phantom jewel. That's another quote by another founding father. It's the ultimate treasure, because from it flows free market, milk and honey, happy families, the strongest people. Just play the rest of the trash.
Drug methadone. Judge Marilyn Moores did not rule directly in this case, but she heads up the Marion County Juvenile Court.
Because of the just huge number of children that we are seeing who are born exposed or addicted to drugs, and what a
stop right there. That can... More than two-thirds of the children nationwide, you can pull that up, percentage of foster children on psychotropic drugs, more than two-thirds are on it, and the average child is on seven drugs. And then that's how it works. And by then, they start having seizures because the drugs are so toxic, and then they go ahead and give you seizure drugs. And then by the time they've pumped you dry in the system, that's most of the people you see talking to themselves on the street corner. I've talked to them. I've gone, tell me your life story. They took me from my mama. She was a drinker. They took me, and then they put me in the state school. And they, I remember when I was little, I played soccer. I was doing good. And, I go, and I'm not even putting words in my mouth. I go, tell me more. Tell me about the medications. When were you put on them? When I was sick, because I cried. They said I was depressed. And you can follow back. If you track them back, you can find their files, who they were, happy little children. Shining eyes, a whole life ahead of them, and then the military-industrial black op death complex got them. And by the time they're 20, they throw them out on the street. Minds completely shot, most of them shock therapied. They still lobotomize a lot of them. Hey, y'all gotta watch the black and white films of lobotomies. You gotta watch the psychiatrist who invented it laughing as he jams an ice pick in somebody's head and just laughs, going, you didn't know that was it? See, it was the joke for them to do that right in front of everybody. Just stick an ice pick right in your head. Just, yeah. Right, and you can go watch the black and white films, and you see the all the sicko graduate students going, ooh, it's the power. A power to strap a kid down in New York City and give them pesticide till they die over 3 months. The power of Satan and evil. What else do you want to call that? You're not going to go YouTube, or you're not going to go get documentaries on the history of psychiatry, their own. You're not going to believe me. You're not going to believe they jam ice picks into the fronts of people's brains and laugh for their own petty power, their own sick thrill. Guaranteed, they were killing animals when they were little kids, torturing puppies in the backyard. Now they get to do it to young people. Pit demons. By the way, I got a lot I want to say. Call Jones, see if we can get him on 15 after. I got a bunch of the stuff I want to get to. Move Professor Jones if we can't, 15 minutes back, because I got a lot I got to get to, and I'm kind of getting stuck on this. Go ahead and roll the rest of it.
And what a devastating thing that can be for children, and how hard it is to find them after the fact.
See, stop right there. How hard it is to find the children who mother was in a car wreck and was on drugs, but isn't now, that the doctors put her on, that doesn't even hurt the baby. See, they push this stuff on everybody. I mean, I remember the time I broke my leg, I'd have surgery. I didn't even take the first bottle of pills. My wife didn't even take, the last cesarean she had, a whole bottle of pills. It's unbelievable. By the way, you take those pills and you put two of them in your lunchbox because you had a root canal, and they pull you over and find it in your lunchbox. You got to have the pills on you. You'll go to prison for that. This system's designed to catch you the prey and put you on the government dinner table. So back to this slimeball judge. These people make me sick. They want your kids. They can hop them up on drugs. Bottom line. Go ahead back to it.
The system reacts pretty quickly.
It was too quick for the Ellises. And as they saw it, unfair.
If this is something that they do...
Stop right there. They always call everything unfair. What was that newscast I was playing last week where they were harassing and attacking everybody and sucking your blood out on the side of the highway without a warrant? And they said, it's unfair. See, they never teach you it's your rights. It's against your rights. Now they've moved into it's unfair. See, people seeing this newscast would think the news was on their side. Really, it acclimates you, and at the end says, well, it is for the betterment of the children. Yeah, that's right. So the dirtbags that run government can have their way with these babies in these facilities. After they're done raping your baby, they then charge you with it. Go back to it.
Unfair.
If this is something that they do with everybody in the state of Indiana, okay. But that's not the case.
Stop. See, they say, oh, it's okay. Just search everybody on the streets and the airports. And you don't have a Fourth Amendment for everybody, but don't profile. And then they go on to say, if it's okay for everybody in Indiana, then I'm for it. Don't fall into that trap. No. You don't do it without due process and probable cause. I mean, this all started 50 years ago when the woman didn't have any teeth and had tattoos and her husband was, threatening her in front of the nurses and going, give me some more liquor. And the baby looked all unhealthy. You then have an investigator come in before it was criminal, before they had the eugenics squads out. And they'd say, they'd run them and then see if they had any drug convictions. And then they'd take a blood test. But see now, but by the way, there's lies within lies here. Everyone is tested and screened for drugs. But see, they can't really tell you that publicly because that is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But so they just do it, just like they take your blood samples. I've been telling you for 10 years since I learned of it and had congressmen on about it, that everywhere in the Western world, for 35 years, they have been taking your blood at birth and putting it in an international database. Now, because people got mad because I warned them, they went ahead and passed a law 3 weeks ago, or I guess a month ago now, saying they can do that. Now, you can't pass a law that violates the Bill of Rights. See, they take your blood at birth, they test you at birth, they test the mother at birth, they do what they want. They run the daddy's criminal record and use that to CPS kids and say they're at risk. They're a criminal dirtbag government. Back to it.
Okay, but that's not the case. I mean, they cornered her immediately for something they prescribed for her and treated her like she's a drug addict.
Infant drug screenings are not mandatory for all babies born in Indiana, and not all Indianapolis hospitals do them. So the state removed baby Kate from her parents and placed her in foster care. Remember, the urine test for hydrocodone in the baby system was negative. The Ellises had to go to court to get their baby back, which meant more of a burden.
They were going to sell her vehicle to be able to get an attorney. To be able to go fight to get our daughter back.
3 days later, the Ellises were in juvenile court, and the news was good.
The judge has ordered the release of the child back to Mr. and Mrs. Ellis.
So, did the Ellises do anything wrong?
I think the mistake was made in that they were not advised of the potential need for this treatment and the reasons for it.
There you go. There you go. Degenerate criminals. You say, you want to give my baby? We don't use heroin. And the doctor wouldn't even talk to him because he'd already called CPS. Well, I want to get another doctor in here. You're not doing nothing. Officers walk in, hands at guns and tasers. Make one move, buddy. One move. The Saudis pay top dollar. And, of course, the dumb cops don't know that. The idiot do-gooder little doctor doesn't know that. Remember the woman just had her wisdom teeth pulled? And she had to pick her daughter up at school, part-day school, a four-year-old. This was in Phoenix. She pulls in, has two glasses of water. At the restaurant, they serve water and wine glasses. The guy follows her to the mall where she picked up bath salts to go home and take a bath. And, yep, she had taken one hydrocodone, but not even yet. She had taken it in the car, coming back out of the car, going from the mall. The police were waiting. They admitted she'd just taken the pill. She timed it to go home, get in the bath, and they went ahead and arrested her for DWI. Didn't have alcohol, of course. This is in the news. But got her now on narcotics, driving under narcotics. They're trying to take her kid, and she's lost her job, and her whole life's over. Black ops successful. Well done. And it's all selectively enforced. The illegal aliens are above the law, all the rest of it. They do what they want, when they want, how they want. And if you think that's bad, it's just beginning. I want to get into, when we get back, what I've been talking about since Friday. They want to pass a law to forcibly inject you and give you whatever vaccines they want, whenever they want, including adults. And they're saying that if you don't, they will send police, and if you resist, you will be killed. That's what happens. Imagine, land of the free, home of the brave, you won't take the injections, which they admit are filled with mercury, cancer, viruses, toxins, everything else. The government now admits full of mercury caused all the autism. They're not even denying it now. For all the debunkers, you've been disproven again. Government, multiple court hearings, scientific reports, it's all over the news now. You will be killed. You will be gunned down. And these guys, it's macho to them to kill people. They want to kill you. And they're going to kill you. It's already happening. I've already seen a lot of cases where they come arrest people for their kids not taking shots when there's not even a law. The government is so lawless, so evil. And they've got all these brainwashed chumps working for them who don't even know it. Just keep pushing, keep pushing.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is the story of the folded napkin told in the greatest storybook ever written. It tells of a folded napkin. Though most have not noticed, and the few that have not understood the story, the meaning behind it, the folded napkin. In the greatest story ever told, we are told that the tomb was found empty on the third day, save for the watered-up grave wrapping cloth and the folded napkin. It says, and I read, "And he, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen cloth lying, yet he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloth lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself." We all know the meaning of the empty tomb. The greatest storyteller arose from the grave, the stone tomb, but before he left it, he took time to fold the napkin and place it in its spot. Why? What is the meaning of this, and what does this that was done two millenniums ago have to do with you right now in the time you're living in? Much, very much. Find out how much and how significant the folded napkin is to you right now by going to AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on the line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. And the only place she'd ever been. singing softly, this world is not my home. Your memories take me back again, when I was young and Grandma wasn't old. She guided me as I watched life unfold.
Yeah, we sure have fallen, haven't we?
Anything we didn't have, we didn't really need to hold. When I was young, my Grandma wasn't old.
All right, the next story is one that we've been covering since Friday, but it's just so huge that really we could spend months on this. It's so big. Headline up on Infowars.net, worst vaccine bill ever seeks compulsory shots for all children. Again, Infowars.net. Read the bill. It's in New York State. They're trying similar stuff nationwide. 10942 introduced the request of Richard Daines, the commissioner of the New York State Department of Health. These are the folks that grab the kids for medical testing. God, they're evil. Calls for changes to the law in order to make recommended inoculation compulsory in order for children to attend school. But then when you actually read the bill, it says it's for everybody, including all women, for human papillomavirus. When they admit, go to Gardasil's own website, that it doesn't even protect you from it. They say, well, we think it might help with a few strains, 4 to 6 of 350 strains that we believe are associated with cancer. But we do know that if you take the vaccine and already have the virus, that there's a 45% increase in you getting the cancer. And the average idiot I've seen on the news thinks this is a shot, a vaccine for all cancer. Just unbelievable. By the way, it's a live cancer virus. Most cancer is from viruses. Most of the cancer we've got now is from the shots. We've gone from 1 in 33 dying of it to 1 in 3. They're talking about 1 in 2 now. Keep taking your shots, though. The government loves you, I know. So you just can't get your mind around how evil they are or how the locals are compartmentalized and think they're doing good. The elected New York representatives would no longer determine the mandatory schedule for vaccines to attend schools. And by mandatory, they claim it's mandatory to attend, but there's a waiver. Decisions made by the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization practices would automatically become mandatory. So the state's putting you under the feds. All children, infants, and toddlers included in New York would be required to get all vaccines recommended by the ACIP according to the ACIP schedule. So forcing all the babies to have the shots. You think they already tried to take your kids when you don't now and there's no law because they're crooks. Now the crooks are getting caught, so they're trying to pass a law, which is still a criminal law. All children, infants, and toddlers included in New York would be required to get all vaccines recommended by the ACIP. There's already over 50 of them, quote, recommended. See, now it's the law. But here's the bigger issue. A lot of you are going, wait a minute, they already said it's the law to take shots. See, there's no law, folks. See, that shows they're bad. That's the proof right there. They lie. They lie to you. I'm going to come back into this, finish up with somebody screaming and yelling at me. Amazing YouTube clip showing the true ignorance we're facing. Then Professor Stephen Jones and a lot more. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.